I got back to the rectory about 10 to 4 this afternoon, 5 to 4 this afternoon. I had to go up to Thorpe, and then while I was halfway there, I had to run to Eau Claire. Note, don't go to Eau Claire, especially Gulf Road, a week from Christmas on Saturday. Don't do it. I mean, I'd rather drive through New York than there, I think, right now. Anyway, that's what struck me, was the hustle and bustle. And we have things we have to get. It's not a blanket statement, but it's people are getting ready for Christmas, and that's a good thing. But are we really getting ready for Christmas? You know, how we arrive is going to be determined on how we prepare, how we approach. So as many of you know, well, let me ask you this. How do you know that there's a pilot in the group? They will tell you. There's a certain pride. I'm a pilot. Okay, I'm a licensed pilot. I'm not an active pilot anymore. But one of the things you learn is how to fly a stabilized approach. And that determines if your landing is going to be any good. It will also improve your safety. A stabilized approach in aviation means that you have the proper power setting, beginning at the proper altitude, and that you pitch for a proper speed, and it gives you a certain descent rate. And if you have all those things lined up, you have a stabilized approach, and your landing will be good. I was on a flight once, and after I had learned about aviation somewhat, now I don't fly jets, but I could tell something wasn't stabilized about this approach, so I thought. And as we came in, the landing confirmed my concerns. We hit hard, and you could tell that the pilots put full braking pressure. They went to full flaps, full afterburner, and we came to a halt in just seconds. And I kind of shook my head like everybody else, and we realized that the pilots forgot that they hadn't switched off the intercom to the rest of the cabin. And the captain said, in my 30 years of flying, I've never seen as short a runway as that. And the first officer said, yes, sir. In my few years of flying, I've never seen as wide a runway as that. The approach determines the landing. They landed across the runway, not lengthwise. I saw some confused looks. That really didn't happen. It's a joke to illustrate that if your approach is proper, your landing, your arrival will be good. How are we approaching Christmas? Are we setting up for a stabilized approach? Now, there are many things that we need to do to arrive at Christmas, or better yet, to let God arrive to us at Christmas. Prayer. Are we taking time to pray? How about silence? All the hustle and bustle and Eau Claire and everywhere else. Again, there's a certain goodness to it. But does that become overwhelming to us? Does that become primary to us? Are we taking time for quiet? You look at Mary. Now, nowhere in Scripture does it say Mary was a quiet young girl. But how did she hear the voice of the Lord? Look at the entirety of Scripture. Go back to 1 Kings. And you see Elijah up on the mountain, and the Lord said, I was passing by. How did Elijah know that the Lord was there? Not in the rending of the rocks and the earthquake, nor in the fire, nor in the great wind. It was in that quiet whisper. God speaks quietly, usually. And do we take time to be quiet? We live in a profoundly noisy world. These gizmos right here. Do we have the wherewithal? Do we have the chutzpah to turn them off a whole bunch more before Christmas, so we can sit in at least relative silence, if not absolute silence. A number of years ago, after my reversion back to the faith, I drove up to our hunting camp. It's not so much in the middle of the woods as much as it was when I was a kid, but it's still pretty remote. And it's usually very quiet. And I pulled up in front of the camp, got out of the truck, and I was struck by the silence. See, I had the radio on, as I always did. And it was playing, I like real country and classic rock and roll. So some of that was playing, whatever it was. But when I shut the truck off and the radio turned off, I was struck with a silence that I knew was there, but just wasn't expecting. From that point on, I shut the radio off a whole lot more. There was something beautiful about it. You got to get used to it. But there was something really attractive about it. Fast forward a number of years, I was ordained a priest, and I was up in one of my retreat spots that I would go to. We have to do an annual retreat, us priests. And this place, in the wintertime, you can't drive into. They take you in on a snowmobile. And I always go up in the winter because they don't live out on the property, the retreat property, because you have to snowmobile in and out. But they will bring retreatants in if they like. And I always pick a week when nobody else is going to be there. That week, I spent an entire week, the closest people to me that entire week were the planes that were going overhead throughout the week. I heard nothing. I heard no engines. I heard no people. It was glorious. And one morning, I woke up. And up there now, they're on Eastern time, even though latitudinally they're equal with us. I woke up one morning, and because of that, it's dark late in the morning. And I could tell, I just knew it was snowing. Couldn't see outside yet. There was just a feeling, and I opened up the door, the little 11 by 11, what they call Pustinia, that I was staying in. I opened up the door, and in my headlamp, you could see a heavy but soft snowfall coming straight down, not a breath of wind. And so I quickly put on my wool pants and my jacket, and I went outside, and you come out of the cabin, you kind of go up this little hill, and then there's like a porch swing on a wooden frame that sits there overlooking a valley. I thought, I'm going to sit there and pray in the dark and watch the sun come up, watch the day come to life. And as that snow was falling on me, I sat there and realized I am listening to absolute silence. There wasn't a sound. Not a bird, not a breath of wind, but the presence of God was palpable. Up to that point in my retreat, I was asking God, Lord, why am I not sensing your presence? Why am I not sensing your presence? I've been here for 4 days, and it just feels like it's been an empty time. And the message was, because you haven't been quiet yet. That changed my whole retreat. It, to this day, has been the best retreat I've ever had. How did it change? Silence. That holy shh. We need that. Will God yell? I suppose sometimes. Will he use a 2x4 upside your head? He has to. But 99.9% of the time, God whispers. You know what that requires along with silence? Proximity. Let me whisper in your ear. That's what God wants. He wants to whisper in our ear what? I'm yours. Will you let me be? I would like in. Would you let me in? Prepare for Christmas. Yes, go out and get the presents. Get the food for the meal. Get ready for company. But make sure, please, that you take time each day the rest of these days of Advent for a little bit of quiet time with the Lord. I think he's got something to say to us.